First Peter chapter 2, verse 24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you are healed. I'm speaking on the subject, understanding your heritage of divine health. Today, we live in a world, and of course the objective of this message is the same with the title, Understanding Our Heritage of Divine Health. Today we live in a world that is overrun diverse afflictions. Here, they are just telling us of metastasis without any trace on that report of where the primary source of the spread came from. And that's not the first time I'm seeing such a report. Mystery. When the World Health Organization was founded, maybe about around 75 years ago, thereabout, there were less than the diseases that were called incurable diseases can be counted on these fingers. Less. That is, these are incurable. You can count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe at the most. Today, there is the metamorphosis of afflictions. New ones coming. Coronavirus. Ebola virus. Human immunodeficiency virus. That came in 1980, the early 80s, and then was characterized in the year of 85. Autoimmune disorders. Terrible kidney diseases and failures. When I did medical school, where I trained, there was no facility for kidney transplant. In fact, dialysis wasn't even there or popular because those kind of afflictions were scanty. Today, almost every roadside clinic has dialysis now. In a season like this, where the devil seems to be doing overtime, we need to know what is our heritage. We need to know what to hold on to. We need to know the basis of our expectation. We need to know what to stand on. This morning, like they talk about streams of income, I want to identify about five streams that fuel our divine heritage of health. Five connections. What is the guarantee of our heritage? Number one, I call it heritage by redemption. By redemption. Before we go to redemption, let's start from the beginning. Heritage by creation. That is, by being created by God, it is our heritage to be in health.
In Genesis chapter 1 and in verse 26, Bible said, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our own likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing, every bacteria, every virus, every parasite that creepeth upon the face of the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Heritage by creation. What is the meaning? Man was created in the image and likeness of a sickless God. Sickless. Created in the image and likeness of a sickless God. The God who does not and cannot have autoimmune disorder. The God who does not and cannot have chronic liver disease, liver cirrhosis. That is our heritage, number one. Number two is heritage by redemption. That was where we read in 1 Peter chapter 2 and in verse 24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Isaiah chapter 53 verse 3 and 4. But he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement that brought us peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. We were healed and we are healed and we will be healed. Present continuous. Matthew chapter 8 verse 17. Jesus, quoting that scripture, said that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. When they beat him on Calvary, they laid on him hypertension and laid on him diabetes and laid on him multiple sclerosis, and laid on him myasthenia gravis, and laid on him systemic lupus erythematosus, and laid on him disseminated lupus erythematosus, and laid on him disseminated intravascular coagulopathy, and laid upon him venous keratoconjunctivitis, and laid upon him rheumatoid arthritis, and laid upon him osteoporosis, and laid upon him Addison's disease, and laid upon him Cushing's syndrome, and laid upon him Hodgkin's lymphoma, and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and Burkitt's lymphoma, and laid upon him acute granulocytic leukemia, and laid upon him acute myeloid leukemia. They laid upon him breast cancer, and laid upon him primary liver cell carcinoma, and laid upon him every form of arthritis, and laid upon him all forms of type 1, type 2 diabetes, laid upon him myocardial infarction, and laid upon him angina pectoris, and laid upon him ischemic heart diseases, and laid upon him dilated cardiomyopathy, and laid upon him short-sightedness and blindness and deafness and dumbness, and laid upon him arthritis, and laid upon him painful menstruation. Kidney failure, liver failure, heart failure, and laid upon him arteriovenous malformation, cerebrovascular accident, and laid upon him.
Laid upon him.
I am mentioning it so the devil can hear it, because he knows book. And so that if in case anything I mention is something in your body, that thing can also hear it.
What was laid on him is not permitted to be laid on you.
There is a law of double jeopardy that confirms that when somebody has suffered the punishment of a crime, he cannot be punished twice. Lawyer, Jesus was already punished on your behalf once for your sake, and therefore you can't carry that punishment again. You can't carry that punishment again. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, you cannot carry that punishment again. You can't. You can't carry that punishment. You can't carry that punishment.
Is God speaking to somebody here?
The reason why this message you are hearing is important is because God confirms what we preach. He confirms the word of his servant. If we say Jesus carried it and you hear it and you believe it, then God confirms it in your life and take it from your body. What the devil is trying to put on you, he takes it and puts it back on the devil.
He carried benign prosthetic hyperplasia. He carried urinary tract infections. He carried all forms of dysplasia. He carried malignant melanoma. He carried Kaposi sarcoma. The devil has very bad names.
He carried all of them. He carried all of them. He carried all of them. He carried obstructive airway disease. He carried asthma. He carried bronchiectasis. He carried bronchitis. He carried pulmonary tuberculosis. He carried spinal tuberculosis. Is somebody here at all? He carried hepatitis A, B, C. He viruses. He carried all of them. 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 He carried. Somebody stand on your feet and shout. The shout of victory. The shout. He carried all. 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 He carried all.
He carried nephrotic syndrome. He carried pyelonephritis. He carried acute glomerulonephritis. He carried nephritic disease. He carried every single thing that has to do with pancreatitis. He carried every single thing that has to do with your musculoskeletal system. He carried everything that has to do with your central nervous system, your cardiovascular system, your respiratory system, your musculoskeletal system. He carried everything that has to do with your genitourinary system. He carried everything that has to do with your gastrointestinal system. He carried Crohn's disease. He carried peptic ulcer. He carried duodenal ulcer. He carried every form of gastritis. He carried every form. Ulcerative colitis. He carried every form of colon cancer, every form of rectal carcinoma and rectal cancer. He carried every form of aneurysm in your body, in your brain, anywhere they are. And in the name of Jesus, I declare that what Jesus carried, you are not carrying anymore.
He carried motor neuron disease. He carried transverse myelitis. You are not meant to be paralyzed sitting on that wheelchair. In the name that is above every name, I declare the affliction arrested. I declare the diseases arrested. I declare the calamity arrested of your body, of your life now. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. He carries sickle cell anemia. Took care of every abnormal hemoglobin. He carried beta thalassemia. He carried every form of affliction, anything that hell has put on you. Today is the end of it forever. As I am speaking right now, I see an overhauling taking place, both via the television and via the social media and all across the world. I see something happening for you right now. Receive it in the name of Jesus. He carried every form of allergy, things you cannot eat. Allergic conjunctivitis. Your eyes begin to react because you are in some places. Every form of asthma. Every form of allergy to certain foods. No food is permitted to kill you. You know, people have eaten and died. They just ate and died. They just ate and died. They just ate some mushrooms and died. Some ordinary beans, ordinary certain oil, it reacted in their body, killed them. No food is permitted to kill you. No food is permitted to throw you into your grave. Shout the loudest, amen.
Take your seat. I didn't prepare to name the names today. One day I'll prepare for it, so we can call the names properly. Heritage by creation. Heritage by redemption. Number three, we have our heritage of health by adoption. Adoption. That is John chapter 1 verse 12, as many as received him, he gave them, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. He gave them the power to become the sons of God. He gave them the power to become. So we have been adopted as sons. That is what it means. We are sons. Romans chapter 8 verse 17, and it said, if we are sons, if children, then we are heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, and joint heirs with Christ. Then in John 17, 18, it said, as thou hast sent me, even so I have sent them to the world. Then in John 20, 21, he said, as the Father has sent me, even so, I am sending you into the world. Now, the person that he has made us to become like is someone who never knew sin, not to talk of sickness. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21, he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin. The one who knew no sin also knew no sickness. One day, he preached for 72 hours. Non-stop. Energy was boundless. Vitality was intact. Can you picture with me for a moment? Jesus and his disciples were moving. He said, Peter, please lay hands on my back here. I don't know what I'm feeling there. Hello? Simon, I am unable to come for the Gennesaret program this afternoon. I woke up with a backache. Please start the service and let John do the preaching. I like you to imagine, picture it. James, I had an attack overnight. Somebody was just pursuing me in the dream. And I like you to think about it. Just imagine it. Nathaniel, they were feeding me in the dream. Just, I don't know what I ate. I woke up with stomach pain. The master, Jesus, it couldn't happen. He said, we are heirs and joint heirs. Heirship means his inheritance is our inheritance. Whatever he had the privilege of, we have the privilege of. Anything he had access to, we have access to. It could not happen, cannot happen, will not happen, will never happen. Take your seat. The Lord showed me this morning that many people are here who are very, very weak. You just have a spell of just tiredness. A tiredness, that's just tiredness. You go through the day and just feel very tired, especially among ministers. And that thing is happening this morning. Somebody say amen. So we have heritage by adoption. The Bible said we are the body of Christ. Every department of a lion is a lion. The tail of a lion is a lion. Am I communicating at all? Every department of a lion has lionic genes. Every part of an elephant is big in size. So if we are heirs and joint heirs, then what is his is ours. So apart from creation, apart from redemption, the fact that you and him are now one makes you to walk in health. That is, if the first two provisions did not exist, this one is enough to make you to walk in strength. Somebody say amen. Amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. Amen. You know, identical twins don't struggle to look alike. Monozygotic twins. That is, one egg of the woman was fertilized and that egg divided into equal two. Dizygotic, where they are not identical, is two eggs that were fertilized. So this one look different and this one look different. This one is one. And that one divided into two. Two similar, familiar, similar. So they look absolutely... You know, in China, most twins struggle to marry twins. You know, the twin married a twin. So at times there is confusion. Whose husband is this? And who's, you know... But after a while, they get to know who is who. You see, we are joint heirs. We are joined. You know, there are twins that are twins. So they were born joined at the head. I'm sure you have heard. I'm sure. Seismic twins. Joined at the chest. They are twins. So they came joined. Yes. The process of the division didn't happen perfectly, so they came together. We are joined here, so we are joined with him. The same train we follow come. I speak today by prophecy. Every health that flowed in the body of the master flows in your body right now. And whatever is not permitted in the master is not permitted in your system right now. Say the loudest amen. Say amen at the top of your voice. Take your sister. We have the heritage by creation. Heritage by redemption. Heritage by adoption. Number four,
is heritage by possession.
He owned you. So he owns you. So he will not share you with any devil.
First Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 to 20. He said, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own. That's the key thing. For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
You are the owner of the house. Is there any madman mad enough to come and change the paint of your house? While you are watching. He said, why? He said, I think this paint is better. In your capacity as who? Or he brought laborers to come and start reducing the height of the fence. And you say, what's happening? He said, can't you see that the fence is too tall? Make it short so you can look through the fence. He said, so since when did I employ you as a consultant on my building matters? Because I belong to you, Lord. Because I am yours, oh my.
It's literal. I said, there is a lifting up when men are cast down. I shall arise in the midst of darkness, because I belong to you, Lord. Because I am yours. Oh. When,
take your seat, when anybody begins to farm on another person's farmland, it is called trespass.
When anybody begins to build on the property of another person, it is trespass.
It's attracting litigation. It's punishable by law.
He owns you. The virus cannot share you with him. He said, I am a jealous God. I am a jealous God. My glory will I share with no man. My possession will I share with no devil. Am I speaking to somebody here at all?
Ay, 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 ay.
I like this to become your determination continuously. Diabetes, you cannot share me with. God will not share my body with you. Because that disease, he owns me. You can't remain here.
Even, you know, the devil is very daring. You are saying, if all these things are true, why was I sick? It's because the devil is trying to test whether you know who you are or you know what belongs to you. It's very daring.
If he could tempt Jesus, there's nobody that's not temptable.
Am I communicating? It's not nobody.
I mean, I've seen people, giants of the faith, confronted spell of death, all manner. And then they knocked it off, sent it back to hell on the spot. Everything the devil is challenging you with today, they are returning back to hell now. Everything you came to this conference with, that the enemy is challenging you with, is returned back to hell now.
Heritage by possession. And finally, heritage by habitation. It is similar to the last one. That last one says he owns you. This one says he lives in you. Heritage by habitation.
1 Corinthians chapter 6 and in verse 19 all the way to verse 20. You say what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which you have of God. And ye are not your own. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 4. He said, for we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we will be unclothed, but clothed upon that mortality might be swallowed up of life. He said, if the spirit of him that raised up Christ from the dead dwells in you, he shall quicken your mortal bodies. Now, Jesus lives in you. He's inside you. If he's in you, what do you expect? Now, that was Romans 8:11. What do you expect? Matthew 21:13-14. Matthew 21:13-14. He said unto them, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer. But you have made it a den of thieves. And the blind and the lame came to him in that temple and he healed them. Jesus cannot be in the house. Where is the house? Point yourself. An affliction can live in that house. You know, in the village they told us that the easiest way to chase away rat from a house is to invite a cat. We were told that it is not necessarily the cat killing the rat, but the presence of the cat by two means. The smell of the cat and the meow. In the ears of a rat, meow is like the roaring of a lion. They said, by those two orchestrations, it is enough for rats to disappear. That is apart from the cat chasing the rat. That is how the presence of the master in your body is. That presence is mutually exclusive of affliction, diametrically opposed to infirmity. Am I communicating? To the presence of infirmity. But it doesn't happen just because it is stated. It happens because you insist on it to happen. It is possible. How many of you know it is possible for there to be sugar in the water and the water is still tasteless? Hello? Is it possible? Yes, you drop the sugar. It went straight to the bottom of the of the cup is full with water, and then you are drinking the water on the top, you won't find a taste until you thoroughly stir the water with the sugar. The master is present in your body, but that presence has to be given full expression. Until the devil is aware. The mother that the camera just picked now, I want to. Can you stand? Nodding your head just now. The camera just picked you. Yes, that's right. I'm happy to see you here right now. That woman almost passed on within the last 1 or 2 weeks, about 2 weeks now. Spirit of death with another arrow on the head, almost gone. But a word of decree. Her brother's wife, an Anglican reverend from the East, sent me a text. My sister-in-law is almost going. And I called her on the spot. Didn't pick, called the son, then called her back. She was almost gone. And the arrow of destruction was arrested and returned to hell. And she be free now again. Fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Be completely free. And I use this opportunity to prophesy to anyone. Anybody who dug a pit for you, the pit they dug for you will swallow them. You shall fulfill your days. You cannot be killed before your time. Not your children, not your wife. In the name of Jesus. Take your seat 1 minute. I mean, seeing her in the church is a miracle. And that is a miracle working God. Listen to me, my brothers and sisters. You have that heritage by his habitation. If he steps into your life and into your house, he steps in to clean out the house. That is why he showed me before I came this morning, there will be a lot of repairs. You are in a mechanic workshop. You have come for engine oil to be changed. You have come for things to be swept out of your body. He also showed me that there will be servicing of people of the body parts. The liver will be serviced and the lung will be serviced. And there are people, he will service your eyeballs because your eyesight is trying to go dim. He will just wash those eyes. For some, he won't just wash it, he will replace it completely with the spare parts and the spare liver and the spare kidney and the spare lungs and the spare ambagajaga. Somebody with a bad condition, he will just repair the spare cervical vertebrae and the thoracic vertebrae, the lumbar vertebrae will just be replaced there. Do you believe that something is about to happen? Stand and shout the loudest, amen. Some he will restore something. Some he will repair something. And for others he will replace something. If it's repairable, it will be repaired. If it's restoration, it will be restored. If it's a replacement altogether. So look, you need a new lung, a new heart, a new liver. You need new eyes. I am a candidate of his continuous servicing. Yes, continuous servicing that I am aware of. Lift up your hands and lift up your voice everywhere you are, people. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh.
Miracle worker.
You are the miracle worker. Come and do a miracle. A miracle today. Come and do a miracle. A miracle. Miracle worker.
Miracle worker. You are my miracle worker.
Walking God.
Destiny changer.
Destiny changer. You are my destiny changer. Come and change my destiny. My destiny today.
Come and change my destiny.
How do you take your heritage of health? Take your seat 1 minute. You take your heritage by light. And you take your heritage by faith. You take your heritage by light. He sent forth his word and healed them. Psalm 107, verse 20. And delivered them from their destructions. Luke 5:15. But so much the more when there is fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear, and after they have heard, then they can be healed. Inside hearing is healing. Inside hearing is healing. There are many who have just been healed because of what you heard. Your heritage of health comes by light, and second, by faith. Those two passages belong to the first point. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12. It said that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. To the woman with the issue of blood, he said, go thy way. Thy faith has made you whole. Faith makes whole. Faith is key to health. That should be Mark chapter 5, verse 28, thereabout. Thy faith has made thee whole. Yes, you go further down. Thy faith, 5:34. Thy faith has made thee whole. What is faith all about? You receive light to fuel your faith. That is the first. Then, you agree with the light you have received. What God said is true. I believe what this Bible said. Then, so first you receive the light to fuel your faith. Then you agree with the light you have received. And then, third, you disagree with the evidence of the sight. The evidence said this. No, the word said so. You disagree with the evidence of the sight. One of our pastors here came with his wife, pregnant around 6 months. They said they had eclampsia. That may lead to eclampsia, meaning that the woman is having high blood pressure and then in the process of delivery, she expects to convulse while delivering and those kind of things. And that was very, very dreadful. They needed intervention. God! Hands were laid on that woman. Pre-eclampsia disappeared. Hypertension disappeared. Everything disappeared. When it was time to deliver, other medical things came up. Again, bam! Evidence was set aside. They were meant to do her surgery to bring out the child. Because of how urgent it was, God set it all aside. Child was delivered by herself without any of those evidences. You disagree with the evidence of the sight. I didn't say quarrel with the doctor. I didn't say, tell the doctor you are lying. The doctor is only doing his work. The person to talk to is the devil. Satan, that is your report. Satan, the feeling you are trying to make me feel is your own. Many of us would have been sick long ago. Many, many years ago. If we agreed with certain symptoms. Finally, function in the light of your faith. Behave it. Function in the light of your faith. Function in the light of your faith. That is as far as faith is concerned. But the conclusion overall is to live like him, you must look like him. We must refuse to live in perpetual transgression, iniquity, guilt. If I regard iniquity in my heart, he will not hear me. To live like him, we must look like him. I pray for help for everybody here. Any area of your life where there is a loophole, where the hedge is broken, that the enemy may want to use to access your life, access your health. Mercy from above. I speak the pleadings of the blood of Jesus to intervene, interface on your behalf. Stand up on your feet. Be upstanding. Be upstanding. Just lift your hands and lift your voice and let's worship Him. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, for your goodness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. We are saying Jesus, oh, thank you, for your mercies, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Father.
We are saying thank you, Jesus.
Oh, oh Lord, you are being so good.
You are so good to me. Oh Lord, you are excellent.
I have seen
the Lord's goodness, His mercy and compassion.
I have seen
the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I have seen the Lord's goodness, His mercy and compassion.
Up your hands everywhere you are and say after me, say, Father, I come before you today. I connect with my heritage by creation, my heritage by redemption, my heritage by adoption, my heritage by possession, my heritage by habitation. I connect with my heritage of hell today in the name of Jesus. Now open your mouth and speak to God in that light.
Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hosanna, 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 blessed be the name of the Lord. Hosanna, 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 blessed be the name of the Lord. Hosanna, 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 blessed be the name of the Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands. The Lord showed me someone who ate in the dream, woke up belching, affecting the liver. Apart from that soldier person that was shown. And I saw healings of paralyzed and crippled people. People lifting crutches and walking. Standing out. Somebody with a big molar tooth pain on the left hand side of the jaw also was healed by God. Back and lower waist conditions was healed. Now he showed me that we are like in a mechanic workshop. I see the removal of dark spots, like a dark spot from somebody's kidney on one side, a dark spot from the heart on one side, a dark spot from the liver, just things that are planted, maybe a kidney stone or a pathology, a virus or something, just in form of dark shadows and spots being uprooted from those various places. And I see like a cleansing all over the system, a renewal. He showed me the renewal of youth. There are those, you are aging faster than your age. Aging faster than your age. That devil is a bastard. Whether as a man or as a woman, I see a renewal, a restoration. There are some here today, God will bring your system back to factory setting. Do you know how you put a phone back to factory setting? Where it appears like you have not made any call at all. You haven't received any message on it. It just started afresh. I see the Lord bringing the lungs and the liver and the system of people back to the factory setting. How it was originally. You believers shout the loudest. Amen. I have mentioned many things. So I would want you now to tell God what you want him to do for you. Father, heal that back. Let that back be healed. Let that heart, this heaviness I feel on the chest, let it go permanently. Let this blood pressure go. Let this diabetes go. Let this allergy disappear. Open your mouth and talk to God now. For some, God has already begun a work in your life, but you want to ask him to finish it, to perfect it. Lift your voice and speak to him. Ooh.
I see the healing extending to family members. So pray for your brother, your sister, your mother, your father, anyone who is afflicted that you know that needs this healing, need this deliverance, need this touch of God. Mention them to God right now. Your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your loved ones, mention them to God right now. In the name of Jesus. Be upstanding now. Hands uplifted. Hands uplifted. Whatever you have asked God for is what you are about to receive. Please don't let me go the way I came today. Touch me with your hand. Oh Lord, please don't let me go that way I came today. Touch me with your hand. Oh Lord, please, please don't let me go that way I came. Touch me with your hands. Touch me with your hands.
hands everywhere. Father, the heritage of health we heard about just now, I ask for the release. Not a count of seven. You scream, I receive. Place your hand on your head. Blast in tongues, pray in the spirit. After that, anything you couldn't do before, you begin to do. You lift your crutch and begin to walk. You stand from up the wheelchair. You open your eyes to see. Check the lump and confirm it's disappeared. Check your back. Check your hand. Check everywhere and just confirm you're healed. Father, let your power touch this, your people, right now. In the name that is above every name, I declare your heritage of health, spiritual servicing, cleansing by the power of God, a clean out by the Spirit of God, be released upon you now. In the name of Jesus, at the count of seven, receive your heritage. 1, 2. Receive your health. Open your mouth now. Pray in the spirit. Receive. Open your mouth. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Portion of health, your portion of healing, your portion of deliverance, receive it now. Master, honor to your name, adoration to your name, worship to your name, in Jesus' name. Lift your hands, give him the praise. Adoration to the Lamb who seated on the throne, and to the Lamb forevermore. Adoration to the Lamb who seated on the throne, and to the Lamb forevermore. Adoration to the Lamb who seated on the throne, and to the Lamb forever. I'd like you to check yourself and confirm that you are healed. That person who's lifted the crutches and is walking on the stick, do it now and walk forward. If any of those cases mentioned, you are a victim of any of those situations, and right now you see yourself healed, you quickly step forward and just 10 minutes so we can round off this morning session. Take your seat in the next meeting.
Adoration to the Lamb who seated on the throne, and to the Lamb forevermore. Adoration to the Lamb who seated on the throne, and to the Lamb forevermore.
Three more times.
Adoration to the Lamb who seated on the throne, and to the Lamb forevermore.
Adoration,
adoration to the Lamb who seated on the throne,
and to the Lamb
forevermore.
One more time. Adoration,
adoration to the Lamb.
Hold on 1 minute. It's almost close of service. And ensure that you don't step out until the final words are received.
Everywhere he went, he was doing good. Almighty healer, he healed the leper. When the cripple saw him, they started running. Even today, my God is doing good.
He's doing good everywhere he went. He was doing good.
Almighty healer,
he healed the leper.
When the cripple saw him,
they started
I'm
the power of God is at work here. You said that God is touching the system of people, taking it back to factory setting. And you also gave a word that God is healing. God just healed a molar tooth of the right left hand side. Accurate word, sir. This is Sister Eunice Martins, and that is Mr. Uchenna Emmanuel. Hers has been for 2 solid years. Could not chew with that tooth. His has been for 2 solid months. According to him, he said, let him come for service, then he will go and see how he can be operated upon. At the instance of that word, she discovered that the power of God searched through her. The pain is gone. According to Mr. Emmanuel, he felt electric shock. And right now, he's totally free.
Give the Lord a praise.
Yes, sir.
Agaba kujuda leyale, oleyale, oleyale. Agaba kujuda leyale, oleyale, bobo che. Agaba kujuda leyale, oleyale, oleyale. Agaba kujuda leyale, oleyale. Agaba, 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 agaba kujuda leyale, agaba leyale, oleyale. Agaba kujuda leyale.
Shout of praise. It's always winning. Take your seat.
Sir, God just replaced something in the baby, in the body of baby Israel. He is 8 months today. The mother said when he was 3 days old, she had a dream where a cat jumped upon him. And that was the beginning of affliction in the body. They said it was jaundice. From that time till this 8 months, the neck is permanently like this.
He had kernicterus.
Yes, sir.
That is, he had hyperbilirubinemia that affected the brain and gave motor disorders. As a result of that, he can't hold his neck. The neck is either left, right, or dangling permanently down.
Yes, sir.
Can't hold the neck.
Yes, sir.
And that will affect his walking.
Yes, sir. And she said
that was to affect his walking.
They've been going to the hospital for physiotherapy. Of course, they just came from there to the service this morning. And she said, while you were ministering, that the power of God touched Israel. Right now, the neck is up. I checked him. He was looking at the screen.
And he's looking at it. Look at him. Yes. He's even, hey! Are you just sitting down and looking like that? Stand on your feet, celebrate.
You are the God.
mother that came here with you today, it expires. In Jesus' name. Take your seat, people. Can I have one or two more and then we'll shift to the next level? Baby Israel, bring him.
Factory setting. 10 years molar issue. Cannot chew. When the headache comes, one side of the body is like paralyzed. As the word came, something jumped out of her. She has taken tum-tum now and chewed in that same left molar that she has not been able to chew for 10 years. And the pain has gone. She is chewing now. Molar repair.
She just crushed an innocent tum-tum to confirm her healing. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. What a mighty, 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 mighty God. God is taking your system back to the factory setting. Factory setting, the original setting. Shout yes.
Sir, you said God restoring and replacing where necessary. The case of Brother Japheth is a repair God just made for him. About a month and a half ago, he had an accident that left him with an impact of a locked shoulder in the left side with a waist condition. Couldn't bend, couldn't raise the hand. But while the ministration was on, as soon as the word went forth, he could now do the things he couldn't do before now. The shoulder.
Somebody give the Lord a praise. What a mighty, 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 mighty God.
Okama leya. Okama leya. Okama leya, eh. Okama leya. Okama leya. Okama leya. Okama leya.
Okama leya. Okama leya. Okama leya. Okama leya. Okama leya. Okama leya. Okama leya. Okama leya. Okama Okama Oleya Okama Oleya
what he said he will do. Give him the praise. One more.
Yes, sir. Paralysis of the right hand that have lasted for 8 years. She said she couldn't scrub herself with that hand, couldn't use it at all, and then moving of object from the head right to the toe, all over her body. At the instance of that word, all got arrested. Right now, she can move the hand.
Incredible. Yes, move it again. Yes, if you see that hand, you will know that it was truly paralyzed. Move it again. Right, you see the way it is going. Now move the two up.
Wow!
Give the Lord a big clap. Paralyzed. Everything the devil has rendered useless in your life is coming back alive right now.
Go.
Congratulations for that woman that is walking out there. Father, thank you for the healing of that mother. For how long she's paralyzed or crippled, I don't know. But she's walking right there. Another one is walking behind. Give the Lord a praise. Now, the woman right here, she's right in the front here. That one's healing is in process. But this one right here, right in the front here. Find out what has happened. Lift your hands, people. And all of you who are in front here, your testimonies are permanent in Jesus' precious name. Please dance your way back to your seat, the ones to the front now. Go ahead. Of hand. Hallelujah! What a faithful God we serve. Have you been blessed today? The conference is just starting. The official opening is this evening. It will be a supernatural download. Please, I want you to be very attentive for this conference. Because God wants to package us ahead of next year. Listen. what is in store for the ungodly. The year after this one is unpalatable for non-covenant people. But God wants to package us. I will not say beyond that. But when men say they are cast down, we are saying there is a lifting up. So take every moment very serious, because it's a packaging. What happened to that woman?
Sir, this is Mama Tina. Last year, November, exactly this month, last year, she was afflicted with stroke. The right hand and the right leg got paralyzed. And God started intervening. She came into the study with the aid of this stick, had two hands, pressure on it, struggling to walk. And while the testimonies was on, the power of God searched through her. Right now, she can walk without the aid of the stick. I tested her. She's totally free.
Congratulations.
This is the son and the wife.
The son of Mama.
Yes, sir.
And the wife of the son.
Yes, sir.
Father, thank you for this Mama. Let your power perfect the miracle. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Congratulations, Mama. Can you walk back to the seat, let's see? Back to the seat. Paralyzed since last year. Give the Lord a praise for that miracle. Wherever we are, you know that Jesus is not yet the Lord of your life. You are in need of surrender to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You're saying, Pastor, I want today to mark a new day for me. Pick up your Bibles. Pick up your bag. You want an addiction broken. You want a lifestyle handled. You want to be free. Pick up your Bibles. Pick up your bags. And quickly step to the front here and let us receive you. I'll give you the count of seven. God bless you. Please carry your Bibles and carry all your things. If you don't have any Bible or thing, just walk forward. One.
Lord, I give you my heart.
Two.
I give you my soul.
I live for you alone.
I live for you alone.
Every step that I take. Every moment of the way. Have your way, Lord.
Two.
Keep coming. Three. Your right hand on your chest, all of you, pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. Now, if you are watching via the satellite, the internet, Facebook, YouTube, and you are in need of surrender, pray the prayer with us as well. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life to you. Today,
I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. From today, I receive the grace and the help to live for you. Thank you, Lord, for hearing me. Thank you, Lord, for helping me. In Jesus' name, amen. I now pray for you. I take the authority over the hold of the enemy. I declare fresh grace and fresh help be released upon you. Mercy from above be released upon you. I call it done. In Jesus' name, amen.